Afternoon, 4:45, it's Louise on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire, in for Chris this week. Now, let's go back to last summer. The Lionesses won the Euros in epic fashion. Today, England's women cricketers are chasing a historic win on the last day of the first test of the Ashes against Australia. Brackets, I don't know what that means, but I just read it out loud. Women's sport is bigger than ever, and it's celebrated in a new Netflix documentary. It's called Game On. It's directed by the director and women's sports activist, Sue Anstice. Sue, thank you for joining us now. Lovely to have you with us. Now, I know we've got a lot to talk about, but Sid in Falmir is a long-term listener to this programme. He's my nemesis, and he has a question for you straight out of the bat, if that's all right.
Okay.
Sid would like to know if your documentary will do anything to help me understand cricket.
Actually, it hasn't got that much cricket in it. It's got a lot of rugby and football and netball.
Netball. You see, netball, that's what I'm trying to get my own back with him. It's a fascinating idea, Sue, and absolutely bob on timing-wise. What was the sort of the build-up to this documentary actually happening? Because a Netflix commission is no mean feat.
Yeah, I just really want to celebrate this incredible growth that we've really seen in the last few years, as you mentioned, the Euros, but a real growth in terms of crowds and visibility and just to let people see the impact that women's sport can have more broadly across society, really.
I remember when the Lionesses won last year, and it was staggering to me when that really highlighted the fact that so few schools let girls play football still. And you think, goodness me, what a complete and utter difference. And, you know, what are the challenges that women's sports are still facing?
Yeah, many challenges, and you're absolutely right. It's right from those playground days in primary schools when we see boys sort of taking over in terms of football, and I think that's the balance we need to address from when girls are very little and having that same opportunity right through to the top end of elite sport, having equal pay and equal media coverage and opportunities there too.
And how easy was it to get the access, Sue? Were you sort of following around female football clubs, female sports teams? Did they sort of want to highlight the changes, or was there an element of, oh, let's not talk about this because, you know, there's some people that are still trying to keep women in their place, right?
Yeah, no, people were super happy to be involved. We've got Claire Balling, Denise Lewis,
and
some amazing names involved. So, yeah, and I went to them all and said, would they like to be involved with it? And they all said yes immediately. And I think it was just the fact that they too see the power of women's sport, the disparity that women's athletes still face in comparison to men's, and they wanted to be a part of that, driving that change too.
So when we finish watching it and you kind of get to the closing credits, how do you want us to feel? Is it very much a sort of, wow, I learned something, or will we be outraged at the injustice, or will we kind of feel like there's hope for equality?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of all those things, actually. If that's your answer, we've had something through today. It does feel that. It's definitely a joyful film. So, there is some real positivity about what can be. Lots of people today talking about it as a bit of a rallying cry to go and drive more change. And people have learned a lot, too, about the kind of history of why we got to where we are today. So hopefully it will tick all of those boxes. It does feel like that's a reaction so far.
Now, I can't say I've ever made a Netflix documentary, but I have made quite a few TV documentaries. And there's always that moment when you hand it over and go, that's it, I can't change anything, I'm done, and it's going to go out. Do you have any sort of favourite moments and any moments where you think, oh, I wish I'd done that a bit differently?
And there's some beautiful moments, actually. The director, co-director with me, is Jack Tompkins, and he edited it too. There's some fantastic stuff from some of the pre-World Cup games, rugby games that took place last year, that he's set to music, and those are some of the moments that give me massive, massive goosebumps. So I think just in terms of that celebration, seeing great sporting moments and these amazing, powerful, strong women set to music, yeah, those are the even when I watch it again and again now, it still gives me goosebumps.
That sounds amazing. So what advice would you give then to young women who are interested in pursuing a career in sports? Yeah.
In terms of careers, I think there's just so much available now that perhaps women weren't as aware of in the past, and we need more women to come and work in sport to help redress that balance. So everything from, you know, behind the camera and the media, etc., but right through to the sports scientists and the administrators running sport and sports coaches. We definitely would love to see more women in coaching too. So there are so many fantastic opportunities for women and girls in sport.
Of course, yeah, as you say, it's not just being on the pitch, is it? It's also like the business of sport as well. Absolutely fascinating to chat to you, Sue. Thank you. When is it on? Because with Netflix, it's not like a real TV, is it, where you turn it on at 9 o'clock?
It's on.
It's
yeah,
on. It's there. It's just there now.
That's it. Today, so it launched today.
Okay, I was going to say, because sometimes it's a bit of an anticlimax, isn't it? Like in the olden days, you'd sit down at 9 o'clock with your mum and be like, this is my programme. And now it's like, oh, it's sort of somewhere on the internet. So it landed today. So if we go on Netflix now, we can see it.
Right now.
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sue Anstis, director of Game On, on Netflix right now. I'm definitely going to be watching that a little bit later on tonight. I need a break from 24.